really excited to see Ashley Lang and Lucas McFadden here. Hey,
thanks for having us.
Absolutely. You're on Comporium 103. It's nice to have you in a different area at a different desk.
I like this one as well.
Wonderful. Well, let's talk about Broadway Nights. Yeah. I hear that the talent is amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And you've done this a lot, Lucas. Yeah, so, I mean, you've seen some. And, you know, the time that Freddie and I went, I think Colleen and Greg danced. And then.
Yeah.
I was like. They look like they've done this a bunch.
That was the 50th anniversary, and that's when Jane Hayes was responsible for Broadway Nights. She called up and she said, would I help her MC? They wanted like a Ryan Seacrest type of guy.
Yeah, so you're the guy.
I was the last one standing. So
somebody who has their own name.
Yeah. Ryan. So she called up. We did it together. It was a lot of fun. We did it inside Sullivan Middle School when it was over with. She gave me the Broadway Nights book and says, here you go. It's yours.
I've retired.
And then Ashley and I, of course, I still work at CN2, and Ashley used to work at CN2, and we were always good friends, and we were looking for something to do together, and so we said this is it. So 4 years later, here we are.
You get to see the talent and sort of bring, I don't know, cultivate it in a way, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. What we do is we have some auditions back in February, and we have a great group of volunteers, and we do kind of an American Idol setup. It's kind of funny. We all sit behind a table. The festival chair also gets to come.
With American Idol, that's usually the train wrecks. I mean,
we don't have train wrecks.
Yeah,
I will say we really don't have train wrecks.
Okay.
And that's the beauty of the show. We have some very, very talented folks here in York County. And the best part of the show this year is we have performers that are 6 all the way up to close to 80 years old.
Wow.
I mean, it's a great group. And we have almost 80 performers in total this time.
Amazing.
So we're really excited about the show.
And they're beyond... They're beyond just York County. Some are from the Charlotte area. Mm-hmm. Some are from the Panhandle area. So that's really exciting this year to be able to reach a little bit more. And I would probably say 80% of the performers, this is the first time performing like on a stage that's not like at either at their school or at their church or with family and friends.
It's a new location.
It's a new location. Yeah, this year with Elevation Church.
Okay.
Elevation helped us so much when we're at Sullivan Middle School. And Elevation Church has really been so generous. I mean, they have cameras for us.
Isn't that straight out to Dave Lyle?
River Road.
Yeah, Silver Road. Okay, but you can go down Eden Terrace all the way till it like dead ends, basically.
She'll be there. She loves
Eden Terrace. It's my favorite.
It does get you to a lot of places, I will say.
She wants to name her next family Eden Terrace family.
Great. Elevation Church has been phenomenal. And our sponsor this year, of course, is Family Trust Federal Credit Union.
Relax.
And,
no, you're with Family Trust.
Yes. Family Trust. But they're excited.
Keep talking, Lucas. It's fine.
That's all right. Hey, it's live radio. People like that. But Family Trust is great. And again, our sponsor this year. It's been a sponsor, I think, for the last 2 years.
Right.
Do you think that now that the new location, does that give you more seats, more opportunities for people to come?
Yes.
That's so cool.
I think it does. And it gives us so much more variety with technology. They have the two big screens. They have the latest and greatest.
They really do. They're really a multimedia church.
Yes. They are. So a couple things. So people in the audience will be able to watch the performers on the stage as well as on two jumbo screens.
Oh, nice.
And people who are in the green room will be able to watch. And we've never been able to do that before. If you're stuck in the green room, you're just stuck there. So now these performers will
AKA
be able to...
the cafeteria. Yeah. I mean, we're going to be fancy. We're fancy and call it the green room, but it's the calf. So they haven't really been able to see what's going on, so now they will.
Anybody sticks out that you can just, without tipping us, but I mean, somebody you won't believe.
So we have a lot of school groups, so that's always exciting. We have a group from Rosewood singing Be Our Guest.
Yep, they're going to open the show for us, actually.
Oh, nice.
Love it.
Beauty and the Beast.
What else we have?
Showtime Theater is going to do some of their group numbers from Sioux School Junior that they just... that they just did. We're very, very excited about a dance group that's coming in, and they're one of the groups from Charlotte, from KD Dance Sports. Dancing with the Stars, and they're going to end out the show. I don't want to give it away with what, but it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So we're very excited. And that's another really cool thing about this show. It's not just a lot of singing this time. We've got dancers. We've got some woodwind players really cool that we're adding. So there's a lot of variety this time. And all from all angles. So.
We had so many. We almost had to like cap it. Like, we've never had to cap it before, so we were excited about that.
Show is going to be a little long this time, but it's free, fabulous entertainment, so we're real excited.
Do you think the success is that you've now become the host of it? And the YouTube, do you think that has anything to do
with it? Successful is that I'm not singing. Okay. That's what it is.
Just your presence.
No, I think, you know, it's just everything. That's like word of mouth. Sometimes we have some folks that have come back that have been in it before. Great.
Sure.
But every year is so different. So we have no idea who's going to show up from on audition night.
Cool.
And then we kind of go through and say, hey, don't we remember you from last year? Or maybe they took a couple years off and then they come back. Or so every year is so different because it's whoever shows up on audition night.
All right. So will it be you two on the stage emceeing together?
We're going to open together. Lucas kind of mans the front of the house, and I'm going to be the boss in the back. I have a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get him out there on time.
Yeah. I used to do this back in my day, so I am back in the back with Dan saying, pop that, like, we got to get it moving.
That's exactly.
Then I'll sneak back around to end it with Lucas.
But I think that's, of course, what you guys have all seen with Come See Me. Every single Come See Me event, they've got team leaders. And so Ashley and I work so well together because, one, we've worked together. Two, we're the same personality. And three, we know our strengths and weaknesses are. So I'm better on the front. She's better handling things behind the scenes, and it's golden.
And she pretty much told me you do anything she tells you to.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Right. Nothing's changed in, 16 years. Nothing's changed.
Have you been able to follow any of the folks that have been here before continuing on other career paths as far as entertaining?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they might just sing, like, at their church continue maybe at other festivals. But I do see a lot more out in the community, and I'll say, oh, hey, Broadway Nights. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah.
So, nice.
So for a lot of folks, it gives them that confidence boost that they need sometimes to kind of get over that maybe fear, or maybe it's a bucket list. For some folks, it could be a bucket list.
And it also can open up the door for other opportunities. Like, we have a lot of kids in the show. They might not know about Showtime Theater. So it's, you know, it's a great way for performers to kind of network and figure out, you know, the niche and where.
Sounds like with 80-plus performers and stuff, anybody and everybody's going to be in this thing, and everybody's gotten over the stage fright. Let's go.
I hope so. Well, we have rehearsals tonight, so that's their first time on the stage.
Yeah.
Rehearsal. Rehearsals in a different auditions is in a different location. So now this is rehearsals on the stage. So you'll get a couple of deer in the headlights and where to stand. Everyone wants to stand in the back of the stage. We say, no, you got to come up to where the light is and where the mics where the mics are located.
Stage right, stage left.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
And what night is this going to be?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
What's the behind-the-scenes tour? Is that what it is? Underneath there. It says behind the scenes tour under Broadway Nights on my sheet.
I don't know. That's something new. We can probably give you a behind the scenes tour at Elevation Church.
We will Facebook Live.
Yeah, there we go. But as everyone knows, behind the scenes of any production sometimes is not glamorous.
Scary town. So,
but
I'm crazy town.
It has to do with the American Red Cross. It just didn't say it on the list.
Okay.
Maybe we can
get I'm thinking we're going to have to figure
one
something.
Stone. Right, yeah.
You know, no doubt. You can probably have the camera, like a Steadicam, following you all over the place.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good idea for next year. Do a little documentary.
That's it. But we've got three great volunteers, Wanda Canty, Nancy Mole, and Robert Reed, and they are phenomenal. They've been with us for 4 years.
Oh, Robert's good.
And they're just the same thing. They know their positions. They know how to move people through and keep them entertained behind the scenes. And so we at this point, the show's really just in drive. I mean,
wind it up,
control.
Let it go.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
Excellent.
With a little bit of guidance.
We're going to look forward to it. Thursday night, 6:30 is when we can be there. Tell us the address of the Elevation Church. Do you know where we can?
It's 604 Sell River Road.
Okay. Yep. So we'll definitely put that down in our GPS and see out there for Broadway night, 6:30.
Love the enthusiasm from you two.
I know. You guys are awesome.
I appreciate
it. It takes somebody that really wants to get into it and feel it and make this thing happen. Yeah, y'all going to do it.
We like it. Well, you know, a lot of folks have probably talked about Come See Me really starts in the summer. Like, so 2018. We'll start this summer. We start meeting, August? And so it plans every month. We gather and we give an update. So it's nice to finally see it all kind of come together. But, I mean, when you know your strengths and weaknesses, it helps.
MC, stage director, take somebody to get them out there. And let's go! I said
that's exactly what it's like.
I know. Don't ever give it up because it's perfect for this.
Listen, I'm like with the Paula Abdul. I'm like, oh, you did a great job. Good job.
I'm more of the Simon Cowell.
Everyone else is like, all right, great. So let's talk about your pitch a little bit, or let's talk about this. And I was like, oh, good job.
You're so enthusiastic.
But they need that too, and they welcome it. So they're really excited to have that kind of feedback.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do for the Come See Me Festival. Lucas McFadden and Ashley Lang.
Thank you.
Have a great time tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Broadway Nights.